This free program is paid for by the listeners of WBAI New York. If you're not already a member, think about joining us to help keep free speech alive.
2:11 a.m., it is the center of your radio digits, your radio dial, your radio scanner, and all you have to do is lock it in. They say if you repeat something three times, then one will remember it. So, First Voices Indigenous Radio, Thursdays on WPAI New York Pacifica Radio, 99.5 FM. It's a privilege to be here.
And you are, in fact, here. And it is, in fact, midnight on Tuesday night into Wednesday morning here in New York City. And it's a listener-supported, non-commercial WBAI radio. And that means that it's time for this. Moorish. Orthodox Radio Crusade. Anarchism for the global city. Radical environmentalism for the concrete jungle. Esoteric explorations of the secret history of rebel culture. The Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade. Every Tuesday at midnight after the news, only on listener-supported, non-commercial WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. Be there.
Ndiva kahle nje mfowethu indona engathi niyanxila nje bathi walala mini sodli wamathamsanqa mama oya Lele. Jesus.
Go out hunting, Kilimanjaro.
Savage lamb before the lamb kills you. Kill the lamb, and then the cow, too. We're the guy,
Yeah. 16 pretty maidens to carry my coffin. 16 pretty maidens to sing me a song. But bunches of roses over my coffin. So I look pretty as I ride along. When I was a young girl, I used to seek pleasure. When I was a young girl, I used to drink ale out of the alehouse into the jailhouse. But body is ruined.
wagon for a while. Could see my mother coming and riding the middle. My little mama did bring me silver. Did you bring me gold? Did you come to see me hang about a girl's pole? I didn't bring no silver. Could get no. Let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dews. I've been down on my bending knees, talking to the man from Galilee. My God spoke so sweet. I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He put one hand on my head. Hey, God Almighty, let me tell you what he said. You may run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. You may run home for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. You may throw a rock, hide your hand, working in the dark, get your fellow man. But sure as God made the day and the night, what you do in the dark will be brought to light. You may run and hide, slip and slide, try to take the mold from your neighbor's eyes. But sure as God made the bridge in the pole, what you reap, my brother, is what you sow. You may run on for a long time. Run on for a long time, you may run home for a long time, but let me tell you, God Almighty, don't want to cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar, go tell that a midnight rider, tell the gambler, rambler, back the bottom, tell him, God Almighty, don't want to cut him down. Some people go to church just to signify, I try to make a date with his neighbor's wife, but neighbor, let me tell you, just to use your phone, you better leave that woman, well, leave her alone. Now, one of these days, you just mark my words, you will think that brother is a going to work when he walk up and knock on the door. That's all, brother, you'll knock no more. Go tell that long tongue liar, go tell that a midnight rider, tell the gambler, rambler, back the bottle, tell him God Almighty's gonna cut him down. Sunday dollar.
Keep your hand long, long, well, hold on.
Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. My body down. In the first of its time, I'll begin to walk around. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, its trees was paved with gold. Then I had not paid the heaven. Oh, Lord, I've been told. Then I pulled the straw of grace. It's gonna pour in my soul a place. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. When Jesus hanging on the cross, well, it made poor Mary moan. Then he looked down on his disciples and taken to preach of peace and brotherhood, what might be the cost? A man, he did it long ago when they hung him on the cross. Lord, far away, those things don't happen nowadays. To chain the slaves they dragged to the ground with heads and hearts hung low. But it was during the Lincoln's time, and far away, things like that don't happen nowadays. The war guns, they bombed and blazed, the whole world bled its blood. Men's bodies rotted on the ground, the graves were made in mud. Long ago, far away, and nothing like that don't happen nowadays. One man had much money, one man had not enough to eat. One man lived just like a king, the other man begged on the streets. Long ago, far away, now things like that don't happen no more nowadays. One man died from a knife so sharp
brotherhood, what might be the cost? Many did it long ago, and they hung him on the cross long ago. Far away, those things that don't happen nowadays. Long ago, far away, those things like that don't happen no more.
A song was written by one of the most beautiful people I've ever met, about the man with a long chain on.
He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. He had a long chain. One night as I lay
Tennessee. That's the place I want to be. Don't you rock, don't you rock, don't you rock, don't you rock, daddy, oh. Ever I get my new house done, give my old one to my son. Don't you rock, don't you rock, daddy, oh, rock, my daddy, oh, don't you rock, daddy, oh. Ain't no use sitting cry, sail away, lady, sail away. You'll be an angel by and by, sail away, lady, sail away. Don't you rock, daddy, oh, don't you rock, daddy, oh, don't you rock, my daddy, oh, don't you rock, daddy, oh.
Ain't no use to sit and cry. You'll be an angel by and by. Sail away, ladies, sail away. Very appropriate note to end a full hour musical block on. This is a show I've been wanting to do all year and haven't had the occasion until just now. Bidding farewell to three of our fallen divas and culture heroes who passed on over the course of the previous year, 2008. I'm sure people recognize that was, of course, the voice of Odetta, who was just celebrated in her memorial concert just this past week. And before that, I'm sure people also recognized the voice of Miriam Makeba. Both of them got a lot of airplay here on WBAI after they passed on last year, although I don't believe those particular songs that I played got a lot of airplay anyway. And then at the beginning, somebody who I believe her noting was not, her passage was not noted here on WBAI, that's Ema Sumac, one of the earlier interpreters of traditional Andean and particularly Peruvian folk music, sort of, you know, making it a little bit more polished and a little bit more commercial, and popularizing it beyond the borders of Peru back in the 1950s. So, and man, did she have an amazing voice. So go over those songs from the last that we just heard all the way back to what were Ema Sumac that we heard at the top of the hour when the show began. Before I do that, I'm going to briefly note, by the way, since I haven't given a station break in an hour, that this is listener-supported, non-commercial WBAI, 99.5 FM in New York City. My name is Bill Weinberg. The name of the show is The Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade. This has been a very music-heavy show, and I've still got a little bit more music to play from yet another fallen diva in the remaining half hour. But first, let's identify, well, for starters, I should give a big thank you and shout out once again to my good friend Carl Holtberg of the Rudy Blash Ragtime Society from his cabin up in New Hampshire. Him being a rent refugee from New York City, he was my neighbor for, literally my next door neighbor, for something like 20 years. It's a good long run. But he's a rent refugee, and he's living in a cabin up in New Hampshire now. And but he still has the most amazing record collection. He is the curator of the Rudy Blesch Ragtime Society, Rudy Blesch being the great early jazz critic and impresario of the ragtime revival of the 1950s and 60s, who was Carl Hopper's grandfather, by the way. So the Rudy Blech Ragtime Society provided this compilation of the songs of Ima Sumac, Miriam Makeba, and Odetta, specifically for airplay on the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade. So we're taking a little bit of break from the political spewing tonight to indulge some really good music, which is also in, at least an equally important part of what we do here on the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade. So what we just heard was, working our way backwards, we just heard Sail Away, Ladies, Sail Away from, once again, a very appropriate song to bid farewell to Odetta and Miriam and Ima. That was from her Odetta's 1960 album, Odetta at the Gate of Horn, which is a club in Chicago, by the way. That song was originally recorded by Uncle Dave Macon, who I don't know too much about. Before that, we heard He Had a Long Chain On, which was originally written by the Arkansas school teacher Jimmy Driftwood, who Odetta lovingly refers to in a shout-out before she sings the song. Before that, we heard the song which obviously inspired the line He Had a Long Chain On, came directly from the song before that, which was performed a cappella by Odetta, and Other Man Done Gone, which started out as a traditional field holler from the cotton fields, which was kept alive in southern prison farms. So some pretty heavy karma behind those two songs, that's for sure, about slave gangs, rather chain gangs and slavery. Before that, those were both from Odetta at Town Hall, by the way, those two songs, 1960. Before that, we just heard one cut from Odetta Sings Dylan. And the reason I just played that one cut is because that's a Dylan song, which Dylan himself never released on record. Dylan never recorded the song. But Odetta did on her 1965 record, Odetta Sings Dylan. That was called Long Ago and Far Away. Okay, before that, we heard several songs from Odetta at Carnegie Hall, 1960, including with the with a gospel choir, Church of the Master Choir, Ain't No Grave Can Hold My Body Down. And before that, a song called Hold On, which, of course, many of our, I venture to say all of our listeners will immediately recognize, originally recorded by Blind Lemon Jefferson under the name of Gospel Plow. And Odetta, following Blind Lemon Jefferson, sings it with Keep Your Hand on the Plow. But, of course, it was. It is better known today as the anthem of the civil rights movement, Eyes on the Prize, as opposed to Hand on the Plow. And before that, another call-and-response prison song, another song from the Chain Gangs, Prettiest Train. Before that, God's Are Gonna Cut You Down, both performed a cappella, I believe. Before that, Gallows Pole, a sort of a protest of the death penalty. Traditional English folk ballad, which Odetta learned from Leadbelly. And before that, possibly the most somber of some of these very somber songs from Odetta, When I Was a Young Girl, which is basically a straight reworking of Streets of Laredo, the cowboy song. I would imagine that, I don't know if Odetta got that from Streets of Laredo, or if Odetta is actually reviving an earlier song, which was the inspiration for Streets of Laredo. Some more adept musicologist than myself perhaps can answer this question. And then, of course, before that, we heard Pete Seeger's definitive activist anthem, If I Had a Hammer, which sounds a lot better coming from Odetta's voice than it did from Pete's, I must say. All of that from Odetta's 1960 album, Odetta at Carnegie Hall. Before that, we were heard a bunch of cuts from Miriam Makeba's compilation of 1960 through 1965 recordings, released in 1965, entitled simply Africa. And a lot of these songs are, a lot of these song titles and the song lyrics are in Zulu and other languages of South Africa, so I'm not entirely sure on the translations. But the one that came last, that is to say just before Odette as If I Had a Hammer, is entitled, if I'm pronouncing it right, Donem Nyamba. And the subtitle is Beware Verward, who was, of course, the Prime Minister of apartheid South Africa back in the early 1960s. And he was, in fact, assassinated the year after that album was released. So he should have been where. Before that, Kwaluleza, Hurry Mama Hurry, the song about the police carrying out the sweeps in the shanty towns outside Johannesburg. And before that, with horns arranged by Hugh Masekela, two songs, one entitled Kilimanjaro, and the other entitled Mayiboye. Now, I don't know what Mayiboye means. I don't know what the word means, but probably I should, because it was the name of the official publication of the African National Congress back during the struggle in that era. I guess from the 1960s right on through the 1980s. Probably it still exists, I would imagine. It's still being published. But back then, of course, it was underground. And before that, a song which Miriam calls Mbube, but is obviously the same song as Wimowe, once again popularized in this country by Pete Seeger. And before that, we heard two songs right at the very top of the show from Ema Sumac, from her album sometime in the 1950s, don't know the exact date, Voice of the Ixtabe. And that's a pretty heavy name, because an Ixtabe is a sort of ancient Mexican demonic feminine spirit of associated with manipulative sexuality. So, pretty heavy for Ema Sumac to be taking on that that persona. And those two songs was part of a suite entitled Incacho, where the music for the coronation of an Incan king. So pretty amazing stuff. Hope you all appreciated that. Here, I'll read some of what Carl Holtberg writes in the liner notes from this compilation, which he assembled for the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade. Our good friend Carl of the Rudy Blesch Ragtime Society writes, how strange is it that these three towering vocal queens, Ema Sumac, Miriam Makeba, and Odetta, all passed away within the space of a few weeks in the year 2008. Not strange at all if you believe in the overall synchronicity of life. Take into account as well the fact that all three ladies had careers that covered the same time span. Ema Sumac was the first to break through in 1950, a full-blown exotic, who came from ancient Peru. He puts ancient in parentheses with a question mark. Came from Peru, anyway. Sumac claimed to be a reincarnated Incan princess, though some have said she was actually named Amy Camus, spelled backwards, right? Amy Camus, Ema Sumac, from Queens, New York. Musicians who worked with her over the years all attest that she was the real thing, whatever that was. Presumably the real thing meaning a reincarnated Incan princess. Miriam Makeba came from Zulu stock, but her vocal opposition to apartheid soon got her banned from her native land. She and her husband, Hugh Masekela, started new careers for themselves in New York City in the 1960s, helping to create the world music boom in the process. Leaving Masekela for Stokely Carmichael in 1968 may have been the right thing to do romantically, but it resulted in her being banned from another country, the USA. After years of exile in Guinea, she reemerged to see apartheid obliterated. A long wait. Odetta's voice can only be categorized as a force of nature, the inspiration for both Joan Baez and Janis Joplin. Odetta came from Alabama, but after years of operatic training in Los Angeles, she originated her own internationality. Her music is similarly hard to categorize. Chamber folk, operatic gospel blues. She regularly tore categories to shreds with the power of her vocal delivery. Her 1960 concert in Carnegie Hall has to be the prototype for all subsequent folk achievement. As putting folk in the uppercase as the more formal genre, perhaps more accurately termed the folk revival of the 1960s. As her powerfully trained chops raised the stakes in the world of folkiness. No more amateur hootenannies after Odetta's voice had arrived. Three enchantresses from folk pop music's original female royalty, global goddesses each one, all awe-inspiring divas, now departed. All right, well, thank you very much, Carl Holtberg of the Rudy Blesch Ragtime Society, for this wonderful music. And we're going to switch gears a little bit. And here's something else from another departed diva from who we bid a fond farewell to in the very final week of 2008, as a matter of fact. Let's hear a little bit from her, and then I'll have a couple of announcements to read at the end of the show. And that should just be about it, then we'll have to call it a night. Okay, so after all these somber Odetta songs about escaping from the chain gang and the gallows pole and so on, maybe it's time to hear something a little bit more lighthearted. But this is definitely in line with the... Not so much with the political correctitude of Odetta and Miriam Makeba, and I don't mean that in any negative sense, because they were certainly the real McCoy by any definition, but certainly their music had a great deal of, shall we say, moral weight. So... what I'm about to play is decidedly politically incorrect, but is definitely in line with Ima Sumac's Ixtabe theme of manipulative sexuality.
I've posed for pictures with ivory soap. I've petted stray dogs and shied clear of dope. My smile is brilliant. My glance is tender. But I'm noted most for my unspoiled agenda. I've been made Miss Rheingold, though I never touch beer. And I'm the person to whom they say, "You're sweet, my dear." The only etchings I've seen have been behind glass. And the closest I've been to a bar was at ballet class. Prim and proper, the girl who's never been cased. Well, I'm tired of being pure and not chaste. Like something that seeks its level. I wanna go to the devil, I wanna be evil. I wanna spit tax, I wanna be evil. And cheat at jacks, I wanna be wicked. I wanna tell lies,
America.
I want to be mean and traumatized. I want to wake up in the morning with that dark brown taste. I want to see some dissipation in my face. I want to be evil. I want to be mad. But more than that, I want to be bad. I want to be evil and trumpet just to see my partner's face. I want to be nasty. I want to be cruel. I want to be daring. I want to shoot pool. And in the theater, I want to change my seat just so I can step on everybody's feet. I want to be evil. I want to hurt flies. I want to sing songs like the guy who cries. I want to be horrid. I want to drink booze. And whatever I've got, I am eager to lose. I want to be evil. Little evil me. Just as mean and evil as I can be.
We've been friends for a long, long time. We've shared again and again. We like the same clothes and we like the same wine. And we have similar tastes in men. Now we've found one man and we can share him too. For I will love him first. What is left, I give to you. You have charms just as much as I. You match me curve for curve. We've got the same wink from the very same guy, but remember, first come, first serve.
Après-moi. You can tell him that his eyes are the color of the sea. Only après moi means you tell him after me, after me, after me. Après moi, you can hold him till he melts like the sugar in your tea. Only après moi means you're holding after me, after me, after me. Après moi, I learned in France when I learned the meaning of the word romance. If you wish to learn this too, I suggest you watch me closely while I am. Did you hear how he whispered, ooh la? Do you really think he will kiss you? Après moi, après moi, après moi. Après moi, I learned in France when I learned the meaning of the word romance. Me closely while I have kissed him. Did you hear how he whispered, ooh, la la?
really didn't want him anyway.
De partir n'importe où, bras dessous, bras dessous, en chantant des chansons. C'est si bon de se dire des mots doux, de petits rien de tout, mais qui en disent long, en voyant notre mineur envieux, les passants dans la rue nous envient. C'est si bon de guetter dans ses yeux une esprit merveilleux qui donnait la prison. C'est si bon, sa petite sensation, ça vaut mieux qu'au million. C'est tellement, tellement bon. Oh, c'est bon. Voilà, c'est bon. Les passants dans la rue, bras dessous, bras dessous, en chantant des chansons. Quel esprit merveilleux. Oh, c'est bon. Je cherche un millionnaire avec un rang Mercedes-Benz, Minkos. Des bijoux. Ah, voilà. Oh, c'est bon. Peut-être quelqu'un avec un petit yacht, hein? Et s'il parle français, espagnol, italien, allemand, swahili, peut-être quelque chose comme hebrew. Ça m'est égal, as long as il y a beaucoup de loot, voilà. Oh, c'est bon. Il sera très crazy, non? You get what I mean, don't you? Voilà, c'était le monde.
Oh, yeah, the extremely linguistically adept and politically incorrect Eartha Kitt, of course, who, and talk about synchronicity, her big hit, of course, was Santa Baby, and she died on Christmas Day, 2008. How about that? All right, big shout-out to Bob Santucci, the late and lamented host of the Oldies Show around here on WBAI. Thank you, Bob Santucci, for laying this disc of Eartha Kitt on the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade. And, well, I was looking for a more adept musicologist than myself to tell me who Uncle Dave Makin was. And Max Schmied generously stepped up to the plate and directed me to that font of all knowledge, Wikipedia. Uncle Dave Makin, also known as the Dixie Dewdrop, was an American banjo player, singer, songwriter, and comedian, known for his chin whiskers, oh, we have something in common, plug hat, gold teeth, and gates ajar collar. He gained regional fame as a vaudeville performer in the early 1920s, before going on to become the first star of the Grand Ole Opry, of course, now it all comes back to me, in the later half of the decade. Makin's music is considered the ultimate bridge between 19th century American folk and vaudeville music and the phonograph and radio-based music of the early 20th century. His polished stage presence and lively personality have made him one of the most enduring figures of early country music. Yes, of course. Okay, well, now we just have a couple of minutes left for me to give a couple of announcements. Okay, two events coming up. One is going to be this Sunday, March 8th, which is International Women's Day. There is going to be a Zapatista-themed celebration of International Women's Day brought to us by our good friends, the Movement for Justice in El Barrio, who are organizing against against the landlords and the development grabs and all that stuff, gentrification up in Spanish Harlem, and have actually built really close ties of direct solidarity with these Zapatistas in Mexico. They've gone down there for their encuentros and that sort of thing. Really good work they're doing. Movement for Justice in El Barrio, building direct solidarity between Spanish Harlem and Chiapas. So right on. And they're going to be, if you want to hear about their work, please do join them this Sunday, March 8th at 7 p.m. at LaGuardia Memorial House, which is at 307 East 116th Street between 1st and 2nd Avenue. Take the 6th train to 116th Street. And they're going to be showing the New York City film premiere of From Across the Border, Our Resistance Against Global Displacement, which features footage which they recorded when they went down to Chiapas just late last year for the Zapatistas' Worldwide Festival of Dignified Rage. And it includes a special video message from the community of San Salvador Atenco, where the a horrific massacre took place on Christmas Eve of 1997, if I believe. So this looks like it's going to be really good. I'm going to try to be there. You should be there, too. That's going to be, once again, this coming Sunday, March 8th, 7 p.m., at LaGuardia Memorial House, 307 East 116th Street, between 1st and 2nd Avenues. And take the 6th train to 116th Street. See you there. And, well, let's see. I should also note that apparently I have been conscripted into being one of the speakers at the next Libertarian Book Club Anarchist Forum, which is going to be on conspiracy theory, especially as regards 9/11. And I'm going to be debating a fellow by the name of Jack Bradich, who wrote a book about conspiracy theory. Now, his book is not, I should mind you, a book of conspiracy theory, but a book about conspiracy theory. In other words, he's not getting into the minutiae of the forensics of 9/11 and how the buildings came down and blah, blah, blah. It's more sort of a meta exploration of the phenomenon of conspiracy theory. But in my opinion, he loans it far too much legitimacy. So we're going to be debating each other. Next week, I will have more details on this, but I'll tell you now that it's going to be on the 14th of this month, which I believe is a Saturday, and it's going to be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's going to be, as always, at the Living Theater, which is 21 Clinton Street in Lower Manhattan on the Lower East Side, just south of Houston. So I will announce this again next week, but just giving you the heads up now. The other thing is, you know, I just found out today, actually, I just got email immediately after I committed to doing this debate on the 14th. I got an invitation to attend an international labor conference, which is going to be happening in Iraq. And I don't have the money to go, but if I could get the money, if I could get a travel budget and an assignment, I would go in a heartbeat. So if there's anybody out there who can help me out with an assignment and a travel budget to go to Iraq to attend this international labor conference and bring back the scoop on the civil resistance in Iraq. And they're particularly organizing in the oil fields against the attempted privatization of Iraq's hydrocarbon resources. That's really the big issue which they're facing. Well, please do be in touch with me and let me know what we can work out. My number is 212-631-1115. And this is, you know, BAI-related business, because I'll certainly be doing plenty of programming about this conference, if, in fact, I manage to go. But if I don't manage to go, I'll be at the Anarchist Forum on the 14th of this month at 2 p.m. at the Living Theater, 21 Clinton Street. But if you can help me get to Iraq, once again, please call 212-631-1115. Okay, with that, do stay tuned.
Please remember that this program is supported by the listener members of WBAI New York. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a member of WBAI or renewing if you've already joined. Basic membership is $25, but we accept any amount. Help us keep free speech alive.